never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This Little Buster?
Yeah.
This Little Buster or Big Buster?
Little Buster.
Little Buster? Okay.
Yeah, back in the day, Buster.
Yeah, okay.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. Appropriate for some of the conversations we've been having. We'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. I'll get the phone lines open. Also do want to remind you once again, if you're looking for an opportunity to win a chance for the ultimate trip to Vegas, now is the time to download the free Odyssey app for a chance to spend the first two rounds of the college basketball championship in Vegas with three friends. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. It's a premium sports viewing destination. We can speak directly to it. Having been there in December, awesome. Had a great time. You're going to go to a party at Stadium Swim, which is where we did the show from, and had a great time. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.9 The Game or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. It's a national contest, so a lot of people around the country are playing as well. All you got to do is listen. You're already listening to us for 3 hours, so right. I would assume you're entered, but just keep entering and tell other people about it. Get them entered as well. Make an account on the Odyssey app for your wife or something on her phone. Everybody can
hear.
You can be one of her three friends that she takes with.
Real quick, Bunk. The Dan Graziano just tweeted out that the NFL has informed teams of the 2025. Per team salary cap, it will fall between the range of $277.5 million and $281.5 million, and that's up from last year's $255.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's up a lot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's almost, if it's $280, that's $25 million more.
Yeah.
That's great news for teams that are going to have to pay people to go away.
Yes, that's very good news.
That's actually great news for the Falcons.
That's great
I know
news.
Everybody gets the money, but that's, wonderful.
That's good news that because they're going to have to take a big hit. No way around it.
There's no way around
it. But, for the salary cap to go up the way that it did is pretty good. Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean,
no.
It's the NFL has added various revenue streams or increased their revenue streams over the last handful of years. Obviously doing the Amazon thing on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Netflix has games now. I know there was a rumor out there, and it seems like it's probably not true now. It probably will be true eventually, that Netflix maybe was going to get a Sunday afternoon game. They're trying to keep as much stuff, I think, accessible to as many people as possible for as long as possible.
Right.
But eventually that's going to be what it is. Like, I mean, if Netflix offers enough money, they're gonna get a Sunday afternoon game.
As much as they raising the price of Netflix,
no kidding,
it'll went up again. Remember Netflix with $9?
Yeah,
yeah.
Now you can do the thing where you get like ads, and it's a little cheaper.
Right,
but then it's annoying.
Ads.
I don't want any ads.
I
did that for. I did that first. I was like, I'm gonna be thrifty. I'm gonna do the ads. And the first ad, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah,
I'm paying,
yeah,
paying
go,
more.
Let go and go, man. But yeah, I mean, that goes back to what we were talking about when as far as the sheiks of them owning a part of the NFL or ownership and all those different things like that. I mean, hell, they're going to give away games. Because the one thing we were talking about it on, yesterday. And basically we're saying that there's no price that they won't pay because they got unlimited funds.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a different. Yeah. I mean, we talk about the.
Oh, that's what we talk about, the boxing. The boxing that's over there, they're not making no money off of that.
No, they're not making any money. They didn't make any money off Liv. No. They're losing money. Yeah. They're not making, I don't know what they're making with the league that they have where Ronaldo's in. I don't know if it is a lot or whatever. They're making a lot of money off owning, like, Manchester City.
Yeah.
Like, they're making a lot of money in some of the European soccer clubs that they own, for sure. But I don't know. I mean, who knows where it's all going? I just look at where we're at right now in the NFL financial landscape and how obviously good it is with things like that, like you're talking about. The salary cap continues to go up because the league continues to make more money. Mm-hmm. That's not just the owners being friendly. Mm-hmm. They're not like, you know what we should do is pay these guys more. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we're making this much more, so the cap goes up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a percentage of what their revenue is for the league. The way they've gotten here is by doing stuff that we kind of thought that they wouldn't do. They've sold off broadcast to streaming companies.
Yeah.
They've allowed gambling to be a huge part of things where 10 years ago it was so toxic.
I get it. But what – you keep on saying money. Like, are you just going to bring money in to do what?
I don't know. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, just throw it around.
Pay me some money. Here, Roger, here's $13 billion.
So here's what I think.
Just remember us.
To buy the team.
Which team are they going to buy?
To buy in, whichever the next one is that comes available. And again, I understand the argument of, and people are not wrong about this, the old boys club of owners and how they decide who gets to have a team and who doesn't and all that. Like, I am fully with that argument. I understand what you're saying. I don't know. Some of those guys are going to die. Like, they are. Those guys are going to die. And maybe they passed down that belief system to their kids. Maybe they did. Probably they did, honestly. But they're going to die. And that, hopefully, and maybe I'm being too optimistic about this, maybe that way of thinking will die as well. I don't know that it will, but it would be great if it did. But when you offer 5 times more than anybody else is going to offer,
is, what entity would they have in it? Would they have a patch on a jersey or something like that?
I just think probably if there's ever going to be – here's like my – if I'm thinking about how it would go down, like how a group of whatever, like LIV Golf did, mm-hmm. right? They got their way into golf by creating their own thing and picking off individuals. Mm-hmm. And then by doing that, they forced the PGA Tour's hand to just let them in the front door. Mm-hmm. And now they are.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not going to strong on the NFL like they did golf.
Probably not. Yeah. But I think that they'll play it a little slower. They'll get a game over there because they're playing in damn near everywhere.
Right.
They're playing in Australia. Mm-hmm. That's just as far away. Obviously, I understand the political ramifications of it. But, you know, people's standards and lines get blurred real quick when zeros get added and commas too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of people that were standing on soapboxes 2 years ago about LIV. Don't feel that way anymore.
Hell no.
What happened, Brandle? You were real? And now you see? Huh. Okay. Let's wait and see if that guy has an extra, like, vacation home in a year or something like that. Rory McIlroy's mind changed real quick when everybody started making money.
Yeah.
Remember when he hated LIV? Yeah, now he kind of sees where they're coming from. You know what I mean? Everybody gets a little bit more money, and everybody gets a little bit more open-minded. I wouldn't be surprised if they get a game over there in the next couple of years. They get a game, then what? Then they get a Super Bowl.
That's just a stretch for me. I don't know.
They get a Super Bowl. The Jaguars are talking about playing home games in London.
Never, but they do play a home game, but they're not moving.
They're 50-50.
Like, Roger does a lot of stuff. They won't have a team there.
Hopefully not. I hope not.
Not going to happen.
Again, probably not. But I don't know, man. This is like, we're in this era of sports, especially.
Nothing shocks
in football.
You
like, come on.
Nothing surprises.
Like, everything we said over the last decade of, like, I can't see that ever happening. This, as small as, like, the outrage of patches on basketball uniforms.
Yes.
People are like, oh, they shouldn't do it. It's going to. Now we don't even think about it. Every team does it. It's a little bit of extra revenue. That's why they did it. And to me, that's the standard for all decisions that get made in these leagues. Like, if there's enough zeros to justify it, they're probably going to do it. You just take a few more zeros this time.
Still don't see it.
Open your mind up a little bit.
Yeah, still don't see it.
still don't see hopefully it. We're doing the show long enough because I do.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. All I'm saying, I'm not saying they're going to have a team in Qatar, but they have a group. They'll have an ownership group in every league.
That's where they bought boxing.
They're going to have I bet you in the next 5, in the next decade, they'll be like part of the in-season thing they do in the NBA will be played over there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think so.
I understand that, but I'm just wondering why.
I just don't think – I don't see the NFL allowing that.
I didn't say NFL. NBA.
Oh, NBA. Oh, yeah.
The NBA is going to do in-season stuff over there in short order.
Yes. I mean, they already got games over there. Mm-hmm. Yes. They play in Abu Dhabi and all those everything, mm-hmm. so I get all that.
They'll be like part – they'll some sort of whatever it is, tournament or whatever they're talking about, because they're already talking about trying to do some sort of in-season thing with the Eurobasket. So the tournament involving like a Champions League kind of thing. I'll just do it in Qatar.
Again, I get you. The money's there.
Yeah, they're going to pay for it.
Not the NFL.
Maybe. Maybe not. All right, so the Hawks are back at it tomorrow night. Not the second half of the season, the third or the third of the season. It's a different group of guys than we started the year with. Expectations different?
Man. For me, no.
No.
Yeah, for me, no. I wasn't, you know, I was happy the way they were playing early in the year. Then obviously the injury bug takes out Jalen, and then you go ahead and start moving other products off the team and bringing in other guys and everything. But I'm not saying – I don't think they are going to make noise. I think they can find their way somewhere at 9-10, somewhere in that area right there. I don't know how you go forward, meaning they played well after the trade deadline with these guys. They really did. Now – I still think my biggest takeaway from the season is going to be how good Richey and those dudes that are going to be your pillars here, how good they played out of
shape. Yeah, I mean, at this point, to me, really, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, win as many games as you possibly can because there's no benefit in losing games.
Correct.
Obviously, winning games is more fun as well for us to cover and talk about. But, yeah, it's about the development of Zachary Richey.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Jalen Johnson's hurt, whatever you could do to fast-track that and get him – as much better as he can be for opening day next year when Jalen Johnson is also healthy.
Thing. Most important thing.
And hopefully you spend all the money you freed up in the trade deadline during the offseason as well to add something else to the starting lineup. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is at this point. They're going to be in the playoffs. Like, they're not going to – they're as good as they were before the trade deadline pretty much. They're not going to fall below the Bulls or the Sixers for the 10 line. Like, the bottom would have to completely fall. If Trae Young's healthy, they're going to be at least in the play-in.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could sneak into the six. This is where the Pistons are right now. They're three games behind them. But I don't know.
I just view three games in the NBA as it's a lot. That's just me.
Because it's three games behind them, it's 2.5 games behind the Magic, and they could sneak in there as well. So it's not just three games. It's multiple teams that you have to jump over. And, you know, I mean – even when they were at full strength, they still were right around a 500 team. So
yeah,
that's probably why
my expectations are the development of Richey. Like, Daniels continue to do his thing. You know, Big O, does he continue to make himself being viewed by this team as the starting center of the future, or do they need to go out there and get somebody? That's where me and you think they mainly need to go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
So yeah, as far as, you know, this money and trying to find one of those all-star caliber bigs that plays down low and different things like that. But yeah, I think the development of that young man and the getting him to be more aggressive in on the offensive end, I think that's the most important thing going forward for the rest of this year.
I agree. I think it can be, you know, it's probably going to be playing again. That'll be every time they've had one, you've been in it. Maybe this one feels a little different because you're building towards something. Maybe. I don't know. AMA is next. 404-726-0929. Load the phones up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.